Welcome to the CJK Fire and Safety Education Podcast. CJK Fire and Safety is a specialist consultancy based in Far North Queensland, Australia. Specialising in fire safety, the business director and accredited fire safety engineer, Christina Knorr, acts as a special expert witness in legal cases across the nation. This includes developing litigation compliant reports and being engaged for court cases within the construction stream of the legal industry. Join us at CJK Fire and Safety Education, where we discuss hot topics regarding fire safety in Australia. Happy New Year and welcome to our first podcast for 2024 for CJK Fire and Safety Education, where we delve into topics that matter. We are your hosts, Emily Knox
and Jasmine Matthews. The new year is a great time to get organised, and in support of this, today we will be discussing the importance of filing documents, not only in the context of legal proceedings, but also how this practice ties into fire safety. It might seem like an unusual pairing, but stay with us. You might be surprised at the connections we uncover.
Let's start with the legal aspect.
In any legal process, the importance of filing documents accurately and promptly cannot be overstated. Legal proceedings hinge on a meticulous record of events, evidence, and agreements. Failing to file the necessary documents can lead to serious consequences, including delays, missed opportunities, and even legal setbacks. At CJK, we know the magnitude of documents that can accompany a legal proceeding. In a construction litigation matter, documents sent to expert witnesses alone can amass from hundreds to thousands. When these documents are filed incorrectly, for example, they are not named, not grouped together, or missing entirely from the correspondence, it can lead to legal proceedings being delayed and the client paying more in legal fees.
Now, you might be wondering, what does this have to do with fire safety? Well, consider this. In the event of a fire, the documentation of safety measures and protocols is just as crucial as life-saving operations. Whether it's a residential building or a commercial space, having the right documents in place can make a significant difference.
Are there any consequences of not submitting and storing these documents?
Yep. Non-compliance may result in an infringement notice being issued by the council or the fire authority along with a fine. It may also result in prosecution. More importantly, non-compliance could place building occupants at risk, as well as passerbyers and the occupants of adjoining buildings. Each state and territory in Australia have their own building legislation, standards, and regulations in relation to this. Generally, the responsibility falls on the building owner to have the correct documents up to date and stored in the correct place in the building in the event of a fire.
It's different in Queensland, though, isn't it?
Yes, in Queensland, there is an occupier statement which must be submitted. So the occupier, who is the tenant or person in actual occupation of a building, is the one responsible. Now, the occupier can also be the owner, and if there is no occupier, the responsibility falls back to the owner. It can be a little confusing, so it's important to know what your responsibilities are.
What is an occupier statement?
It is a statement that confirms that the building's fire safety installations have been maintained in accordance to the relevant standard.
So that includes things like automatic sprinklers, fire hydrants, extinguishers, emergency lighting, and signage.
Yes, that's right. QFES officers can conduct audits and issue on-the-spot fines to occupiers who don't comply with the maintenance code. Other documents that need to be stored include fire and evacuation instruction records and evacuation practice records.
To help people understand this, we have created the Queensland Occupier Statement and Building Fire Safety course. Head over to our website, cjkfireandsafety.com.au, to enrol. Now, what about New South Wales?
New South Wales has a similar procedure in relation to fire safety statements. This document confirms that an accredited practitioner has assessed, inspected, and verified the performance of each fire safety measure that applies to the building. If they aren't submitted to the council within the time frame, it is a separate offence for each week it is late.
Wow. We've also developed a course for you New South Wales people, the New South Wales Fire Safety Statement and Building Safety course. All right, what about Victoria?
So in Victoria, commercial building owners must prepare an annual essential safety measures report. They must keep reports of maintenance checks, safety measures, and repair work so they can be inspected by a municipal building surveyor or chief officer of the fire brigade. These documents need to be available within 24 hours of request.
It's called something else in South Australia, though, isn't it, Emily?
Yes. Unless exempted by regulations, South Australian building owners must complete a Form 3 compliance certificate and provide annual maintenance verification to the council no later than 60 business days after the end of each year.
And Tasmania?
In Tasmania, building owners are responsible for setting up and conducting a maintenance schedule for essential building services. Records of the work need to be kept and made available for inspection whenever requested by the Director of Building Control, an authorised officer of the Tasmanian Fire Service.
So, we can see here with each state's requirements that good filing is important and will help you provide documents where needed and avoid fines for late submission. It is always good practice to store these important documents in a dedicated fire safety document box. At CJK, we recommend a red lockable metal box that can be attached to a wall that allows access for inspection as required and is openable with a standard 003 fire brigade key.
Fire safety plans, evacuation procedures, and inspections are all part of the documentation process. It's not just about meeting legal requirements, it's about ensuring the safety of everyone within a given space. Think of these documents as a roadmap to safety, a guide that can help save lives in the face of an emergency.
When it comes to legal proceedings related to fire incidents, having a well-documented history of fire safety measures can be a game changer. It can determine liability, insurance claims, and even influence the outcome of legal disputes. This is where the worlds of legality and fire safety intersect. At CJK, we know how having records of fire safety documents can positively impact your case. If a claim against you is alleging one thing and you have a fire engineering report from the time of construction saying another, their claim can fail just as quickly as it came about. Maintaining these important documents can save you tens of thousands of dollars in potential legal fees down the track.
So, what can you do to ensure you're on the right side of both these narratives?
I have 3 points. First and foremost, stay organised. Whether you're a building owner, contractor, member of body corporate, or any business professional, maintaining accurate and up-to-date records is key.
Mm-hmm. And what's next?
Be proactive about fire safety. Understand the fire safety requirements for your space, implement necessary measures, and document everything. This isn't just about complying with regulations. It's about creating a secure environment for yourself and those around you.
What's next?
Seek professional advice. Whether it's legal counsel or contracting a fire safety expert, having the right professionals by your side can guide you through the complexities of both legal proceedings and fire safety documentation.
Well, there you have it, the unexpected but vital connection between filing documents, legal proceedings, and fire safety. Remember, it's not just about paperwork. It's about building a foundation of safety and security.
Thanks for tuning in to the CJK Fire and Safety Education Podcast.
I'm Emily Knox.
And I'm Jasmine Matthews. And until next time, stay safe and stay informed.
CJK Fire and Safety hosts a range of educational resources on fire safety and engineering topics explained in an easy and understandable way. We invite you to enrol in our interactive online courses. All courses have a completion certificate and may contribute to your continuing professional development points. Visit our website at cjkfireandsafety.com.au to learn more.